happened there.
Hello, Cindy?
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there.
Yeah, sorry about that. I guess my machine over here has kicked me from there. I'm like, oh, no!
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, so I'll pick up where we left off here. Far as your customers trying to make payments for you guys, how do you accept payment from them? Do you guys do cash, check, Venmo, Cash App? How do you do that?
Right now we do all your major credit cards, check. I don't advertise cash, no.
Okay, that's okay. Debit cards, obviously, right? Do you guys do, like, PayPal or anything like that, though?
We don't. And those are things that we need to add to our options, but we do not.
Okay, would like to add PayPal.
Or, yeah, I don't know. I know there's a lot of different options out there because, you know, you could do the Square or...
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. I don't know what's easy.
I was going to say, Cindy, because I've been through it myself. Again, this is a personal opinion. This is not from my company or anything like that. For me, the Square or like Venmo, they tax it every time you swipe the card or every time you get a payment on there. So it makes it a little harder for taxes and stuff like that. So before you make a decision on going through that, just kind of be aware of that, you know, because it can be hefty at the end of the year. So, but it, again, it's just my personal opinion. If you like it, by all means, go ahead. Yeah. Just let us know.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. And then also, let's go over the magic here. So, spinning out of your mind here, okay, what's some key words you like to go ahead and be found for as far as your services?
Oh. I mean, obviously, plumber, right?
Right. Plumbing, plumbers. Yep.
Yeah.
Do you guys do well pumps by any chance?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. All right. Let's make sure I do that.
Yeah. Water treatment or, let's see, well pumps.
Water treatment. Okay.
I'm just trying to think of what people would, you know, go to their phone and they have a problem and what would they be looking for.
Yeah.
I think if they got a leak or any of that, you know, made or – basic plumbing stuff, they're going to be like plumber, you know, they're going to be searching a plumber.
I got you. What about plumbing repair or plumbing install?
If you start with the word plumber, I guess if you're more specific with what follows, it'll just kind of narrow down who's available. Is that what happens or?
No, we just want to make sure to add it all, right? So, because you got a lot of keywords and phrases that you can choose from and modify later. So, as of right now, that's what I'm saying. Put it out of your mind, you know. If you feel like, all right, let's just type in plumbing, and that's okay. See, plumbers or plumbing repair, plumbing install, I want to make sure to add as much as possible because they might just put install, not the plumber part. But if they do that, you still will be popped up. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I have to think about that a little bit more. But plumber. I don't know. I'm trying to think here. I mean, I guess you could put those out there, and I can think through it. Plumber.
Yeah.
They may do keywords like plumber leak, you know, or something. I don't know. No water or plumber no water. Water heater.
Okay.
Did you do water treatment?
I did water treatment. Yep.
And you did well pump.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What about like construction plumbing? I don't know if that might be something.
We do new construction plumbing.
Okay, definitely put that then.
Yeah. Plumbing service or.
Plumbing service, okay.
Yeah. How many do you use? Or is that good?
Trust me, you're nowhere near it. All right, you're all good.
Oh, 50 keywords.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
So, and phrases. So, don't worry, you're nowhere near on there. I'm going to add those for right now. I'm going to put, please advise customer may want to add more, okay? That way, when you talk to our technicians, if more comes to mind tonight, write them down. Let them know tomorrow, okay? I want to give them something so they're not starting from scratch. they're actually starting somewhere to get things rolling for you, okay?
Well, I have homework.
Yep, got a little bit, just a little bit. I got you.
Okay.
Okay, and then that's that. The Facebook. Now, you said you had an iPhone, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to need to go ahead, if we're going to manage it, we're going to need to get your URL.
And I'm the one that sucks at all that stuff. The girl that helps me in the office, she's so much better at that.
Okay, maybe, okay.
It's not here for Monday.
That's okay. I can walk you through it right now, or we can wait and our techs can walk through with you tomorrow instead, however you like. What works better for you?
I guess I can try.
Yeah, why not? Come on, I got you. All right. put me on speakerphone.
How bad I really am at this.
Ah, you're fine. Nothing's worse than my father, I'm telling you. He's full Korean, and he does not know how to type a keyboard, okay? So you're good. If I can help him, I can help anyone. All right, so...
So I know they updated this, and used to I could go here, and I could pull up the two different accounts I have. So hold on. All right, so...
Are you on your app right now?
I'm on my app.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, once you're in there, sometimes it's on the bottom right-hand corner. It looks like a little hamburger. It has three lines. I'm going to click that for me.
Well, that doesn't happen. Hold on.
Could be on the bottom right or bottom left, possibly.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but that's not there. So what did I do? So I did this to myself the other night. Okay, here we go. No, I'm on that one. Why doesn't it? It doesn't have that. Like, I'm on my main page, okay?
Right. Okay, yep.
I'm on the main page. So now I'm back on my personal. I do see, okay, I see that three little lines on that one. Let me go back to this one.
Okay.
Okay. It was so tiny.
It can be. I swear, they make it harder for us sometimes.
Okay. Anyway, I'll try not to make myself look so bad, but go ahead.
No, you're doing great. Don't worry. All right. We got the three lines. Once you're there, it's in the menu there. You see where it says your profile? It should be on like the top with the picture of it, of your own profile there.
Okay.
All right. You're going to click that for me. Click your profile.
Mm-hmm.
And then there should be your profile picture and everything will pop up. You know, it'll have edit profile. Do you see that?
Let's see the, okay, profile, edit, gotcha.
Yeah, don't hit that. You're going to hit the three dots right next to it.
I do not see the three dots. I have our name at the top, Chuck Mullins Plumbing. It has, like, the pencil to edit.
Yes,
and then
it should
it
be right
search.
Next to it.
No, it's not there.
Huh.
I'm thinking it needs updated.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I said she would be better on that. So I'm looking at our page.
Mm-hmm.
Has our name at the top or logo in the middle or whatever you put there for your picture.
Yeah.
And it has like, how many messages. It has a little drop-down box, and it has the pencil, and it has a search.
Let's do this. Go ahead and hit set. Is there settings? Do you see that?
Under the edit? I mean, under – okay, hold on. There's my cover. Hold on here. So profile picture, cover photo, your bio, which has got nothing – well, a little bit. Your details, your hobbies, your features. So what am I looking for? Details.
Settings. Something like settings.
Edit your about info. Oh, my God, I suck.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You made it pretty far, further than someone else I worked with that took literally an hour. So, they didn't get this far.
Mad. Let me go back to, like, mine and see if it looks different. If I can, I don't even know how to get back.
Yeah, I was going to say, leave it here because I need to see if we can get this link. If not, don't worry. What I'll do is, well, our techs will work it with you as well, too, so that way they can walk through with pictures as well, too, so that way maybe it might be a little easier for you.
Oh, might have to come up with pictures tomorrow, too.
What was that?
Do I have to come up with pictures tomorrow?
No, you don't have to do nothing. Again, you don't even have to be in front of a computer to when you're talking with them, so you're okay.
Yeah, even when I go to, like, my personal page, I only have, like, my name, that edit pencil, and then search. I don't see – oh, wait. Sorry. Let's go back. Hold up.
Yeah. You got it?
Well, for one. Huh. Hold on. Okay, now, if I look under, if I'm on my page,
mm-hmm.
and I look down a little ways, there's add a story, view tools, and then there's the dot, dot, dot.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, hit the dot, dot, dot for me.
Okay, there we go. Okay, now I'm in page settings.
Perfect. Okay, so at the very bottom, do you see like a profile link?
It says yes.
Your profile link? Go ahead, and it says copy link,
so
right?
Your page link, your personalized link. Yeah, copy link.
Copy link there for me. And I'm going to send you a text message. I'm going to say, this is John.
Okay, I'll just copy. Okay, send it back.
Yeah, just copy and paste it into that text, and then you can send it to me that way.
Now, what are you sending that to? Because you have my cell, because it's got to come to my cell.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah, I sent it to the other number. All right. Good catch. All right, what's the phone number I can send it to?
Okay, 540.
Okay,
878-3736.
Okay. Thank you. All right. All right. Give me just a second here. I need to change that up.
So the pump's not working at all?
Only one, but it's not ready to fail. One is already there. It just throws a great bolt.
And there's a little giant. I haven't gotten that text yet. I'm sorry.
He is right now.
Okay. Gotcha. This is John.
Well,
I've got some stuff from him, but I can't look at it right now.
It's four floats, two pumps, and we got to set it
up. Sent it right now.
Okay.
How are we doing?
It hasn't come yet. Oh, there we go.
Hey, there we go. All right.
Okay. Just sent it back to you.
All right. Well, I'm just
waiting. I'm gonna wait for that one to come through.
Call
on,
you
on the pen.
They're little giant pumps.
Yeah.
But they're big, huge, heavy.
Right.
Big.
I'll give you a call when I get done with this.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yes. Sorry.
What was that?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to come through back on my end, I think.
Oh, okay. Let me check it here. Yeah, I mean, it's showing that it went. So.
Oh, there we are. Got it. Came through.
Okay, good.
Nice job. All right. Look at you. See, I told you can do this.
With a little help.
Yes. Wow. Very little. I got you. Just need a little guidance. That's all.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Working some magic here on my end. Bada bing, bada boom. And we're almost done, I promise. So what we're going to do is two things. Voice verification. So that way it's the added form protection I told you about. And then also I'm going to send you the link so that way you can go ahead and update your card information. And that way I'm not looking at it as well too, okay? Just a second.
What did you say? The voice what?
Oh, it's our voice verification. So it's to make sure it's added form protection for you. Yep.
I got you. Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm doing my second check with everything. Sorry, I just want to make sure everything is good on my end here. Uh-huh. Thank God I checked that one. Okay, there we go. All right, so when I go over this, I just want any kind of questions, try to sound as clear as possible. If you have any questions, though, or concerns or anything like that, please say, John, can you stop for a second? Can you elaborate on this a little bit? And I'll be happy to go ahead and answer those questions for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Chuck Mullins Plumbing.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
Cindy Boyce, owner manager.
Beautiful. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to stop right there really quick because I know this is something that's very important for you. If anyone calls or emails, text messages in your Local Splash asking for more money, don't fall for that, please, okay? Let me know. I don't want you getting taken advantage of, okay? That's not us. All right?
Mm.
All right. I'm going to continue. Do you agree to be responsive and to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What do you mean?
So what that is talking about is when the techs give you a call tomorrow, if you have new content you like to add, pictures, reviews, testimonials, to make sure to let them know so that way they go ahead and update that stuff for you.
Okay.
Okay, very beautiful. All right, continuing through here. So your payment for the initial term on the account setup will be charged today on September 29th in a non-refundable amount of $348. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 29th of every month in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, client support, call client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. Now, remember, we're going to go ahead and send you a link.
Give that number to call them.
Yes, I'm going to send this with you right now, actually. I got you. Don't worry. All right, here's that. I'm doing my third check just to make sure. Okay, so I'm going to be sending you a link there, and it's going to be to go ahead and put in your information. This is something I don't get to see, so.
Are you texting me?
Yeah, give me just a second. I'm going to see which one makes it easier for you. Hold on.
Probably text.
Text it? Okay. All right, hold on. Let's see here. Just making sure there's no additional fees or anything like that. I like to make sure of that, you know?
Sure.
Now, the billing to this, though, the address, what is that? What address is going to be for that, though? Is that the one that we have?
For billing?
Yeah.
Yeah, for billing, it's going to be that P.O. box.
The P.O. box. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what the heck? This thing did not save the regular. Okay, that's weird. I'm going to triple check. Okay, so I'm going to make sure that we have the right address. One more time. I'm sorry. For some reason, it didn't save the original address there. The Emmitsville one?
Sure.
Yeah.
For billing?
The P.O. box is for the billing, though, right?
That's correct. Okay,
okay.
The other address, that's what
yeah.
you mean?
Yes.
Okay, 2236 Hunterwood Lane. And that is Amisville, Amisville, Virginia, 20106.
And Hunterwood Lane is all three different ones, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Thank God I checked this, because that would have been a cluster of things. And again, I'm gonna make sure that you know, our techs know that they're not gonna show your address as well. They're gonna show the PO box. It's just in case
yeah,
they remind them. Okay.
Right.
Last thing we want is these people knowing your actual address, stuff like that.
Right. It's not like I need people popping in here. So.
Right. Yeah. I hear you on that. That is so weird that like it doesn't pop up Amisville though.
That is Bush.
Yeah.
Did it not again?
Yeah, it didn't again. Maybe that's probably why it didn't. I'm going to make sure it saves, though, so.
That's odd.
Yeah. Just know that that address, so per Google guideline, they're going to have to send a letter in the mail to go ahead and have you verify that you're a real business, okay? It's just what Google works. You can call them, email them, send it back to them, however you want, but that's probably pretty much the longest process of everything, though, okay? So just make sure
I'll get a letter from Google, and then I have to respond to it. Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. All right.
Okay.
That one's saved. Let me refresh it just in case. Okay. Bada bing, bada boom. That's good there. And I need to go ahead. All right, this one's going to take a little bit, so bear with me a little bit. It's going to send over to you in just a second, but it's going to—I know it's going to take a little, though. Okay, so hang in there with
mm-hmm.
me.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure to notate myself. Any big plans for the weekend there, Cindy?
A lot of rain coming in from the hurricane.
Yeah.
Here, the hurricane coming up from Florida.
You know, telling the truth here, being transparent, I actually live in Tampa. And
really?
I was evacuated. Yeah, I had to drive up all the way to Pennsylvania. It's the closest family I have. So we're kind of worried about, unfortunately, everything's going on. It's pretty bad. Yeah, so if they say to evacuate, please listen to them on this one because my aunt lost her house. So
this time around?
Yep, this time around. Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Everyone's alive. I'm happy that that's the good. You know, that's what we have. That's important. But it is a scary storm there.
If you're from there, you understand. You know, not everybody understands that when. They think they're just going to go to Florida, buy a house, and not realize we do get hurricanes.
Yeah, so, no, for sure.
Yeah. I love Florida, though.
I love it myself. I never thought I'd love it that much.
So that's where you live currently?
Yeah, yeah, right in Tampa. Right in Carrollwood, Tampa.
Where
it was
from?
In the park.
Originally,
yeah, I was born in Bronx, New York. I kind of was everywhere with my family because we did a lot of traveling and stuff. So, but I was California, Colorado, and then when I was venturing on my own, I was like, you know what? This is it.
Is it military? Is that right there?
Kind of. My father was military, teaching to the military. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, well, you got to see the world.
Yeah, true that. I can't complain.
Travel month. Yeah, that's nice.
All right, ma'am. I should, Cindy, see it come through on your text for the link here.
Oh, there we go. Just got it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll walk you through a little bit. So I can't see it, but I can walk you through, okay? It'll say, like, oops or something, not possibly, but you need to activate.
It says you have to log in, so...
Yep.
Have to put a username.
Yep. Your username was going to be your phone number.
Okay. And that's my work or the 937 number, the 54937-4501.
4501. Yes.
Do I put dashes? Or?
No dashes. No.
Okay.
And then your password's going to be run social.
5451. You said run social?
Yeah, without any spaces. Sorry, kind of made it.
It actually, I didn't even push go, and it, okay, no capitals or nothing, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Are you in there?
Okay. I am in here.
Beautiful. On the should be like top right, or it'll say your name. You're going to click the CB on there?
No, it just says local/terms and experience. Services, directory. Do I need to push the home thing at the top? Oh,
yeah.
It won't let me.
It should say, like, you used to say your name anywhere on the top or anywhere, like account settings or anything like that.
No, but it has the three lines, like your home, like you can, or pull that down, but it won't let me pull that down. It's got a little Facebook block on the right side of the page. Is it something else open maybe over above it? I don't know.
Refresh it. Refresh it maybe.
I mean, if I scroll down, it has my mobile number. As payments at 240 is showing me that.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We're definitely in the right spot. We just need to go to account settings, that's all. And it should be, like, right next to your name somewhere.
Yeah, it won't let me push anything at the top. How do I
even that hamburger
refresh
thing,
it?
Huh?
Oh, down here at the bottom. Got that.
Yep.
Reader available. My local, no, it's not. It won't let me access the very top where you got, like, your bars, the three little bars on the right-hand side. It just says local/advanced reporting, and you can tell that it's kind of faded out to where I can't get to that background page. It's just giving me the front page, like local/terms. It gives me services, your directory, Google Ads, Google Workspace, LSA.
Does it say billing in there? Yeah. Does it say billing in there anywhere?
Payments, cancellations, refunds, and signature at the bottom, but it's not. It looks like it wants me to certify.
That one is a step to certify, yes. So you're going to type in here. Might as well get it out of the way since it's not letting you go any further. You're going to type in your first and last name.
Let me go back down here. Do I need to check that little box?
Yes.
I certify that I'm authorizing this. Yeah. Okay, and I'm going to click here for my name. And I don't want to confuse this. I always sign Cynthia, but it doesn't matter, does it? I don't know.
It does. It has to match whatever it says on there, Cindy.
Yeah, there we go. It matched. All right, so today's date, 29th, yes. And then confirm signature. Oh, I didn't put one. Sorry.
Hey, I'm learning with you on this one, Cindy. So great teamwork.
Actually, so how do I make it, like, take a signature to agree, please electronically sign the document by typing, which I did. I typed that, and I confirmed it. Signature does not match. Oh, what do we got up here?
Yeah, whatever it says.
Probably
there,
because the yeah. Well, it doesn't say my name anywhere, so I can't tell. And if you put it in the card name, which is Cynthia, let me just change that and we'll see what
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, let's try it that way.
Cynthia Boyce. Okay, confirm. And guess what else it probably wants? A D.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it doesn't work, try
did
with
you
a D.
Do D dot? D?
No dot.
Just D, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, here's the other thing, I think. There's no caps in it, so this is telling me how to write it. Please fix the highlighted portion of the text. And it's got Cynthia D. Boyce. It's all lowercase. Does that matter?
Usually it doesn't. But, I mean, at this point, if it's not nothing's working on there, I would try it last time. If it doesn't work on this one, it's probably because we need to get to the next part. So I'm kind of wondering. Again, I can't see this stuff, so I'm walking a blind here.
Cynthia, oh, it's still making it capital. Hold on. Let me go to my name and see what's going on. Oh, it's just highlighted. Ay, ay, ay. Yikes. I need to go back. I messed up big time. Oh, there we go. I don't know. I'm stuck.
Okay.
I saw different ways here. Cynthia, hold on. It's saying it doesn't match, and it's giving me a highlighted name, and it's giving me lowercase, but when every time I put it in there, it changes it back to an upper. Cynthia. There we go.
Okay.
Cynthia T. And then let's do this. B, last the E, and it might take it now. It's all lowercase.
Okay.
But it's not.
It's not. Okay. That's all right. What I want you to try to do is turn, because you're on your phone, right?
Yeah.
Let's go back.
All right, wait, I hit. Okay.
Go back and then turn your phone sideways.
Okay.
And then from there, let's see if you can go in the top right corner and see your name there.
Yeah, it's not there.
What is it showing?
It's just showing your company name, Local Splash, Advanced Reporting, and then it has over to the right just that box with the three lines. Like, you could drop it down, but I can't get to it. It won't let me.
When your phone is sideways, see if you can touch it now. Sometimes it happens like that for iPhones. I don't know. That's my thing.
Yeah, I did. Hmm.
Nothing.
Across the very top, what does it say? I don't know if that pertains to you. Just, I don't know what that is popped up at the top. Like, it has a home page, which is what I would imagine I'm on. And then there's other things in front of it. Like, I did. Yep. As if I'm on the home page, that's what it's on. I don't know. Shoot. Here, I'll send you a picture of it. You can look at it. Yikes. You can see what I'm talking about there. Were you able to get that, or?
I didn't get anything yet. I'll wait on that one there. And the send reception thing is a little off, huh? Oh, there we go. Okay, let's see this. Yeah, it's stuck on that terms and conditions. So our very last step is this, but we shouldn't be there yet. That's what's blowing my mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other
one? And I can't even, like, go back, go anywhere. Unless you want to resend it, I don't know. Maybe try to go back here and reopen it.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's try to reopen it and try to log back in and take it from there. I'll walk you through one more time. Let's see what happens.
Well, unfortunately, I'm already logged in, so I tried to open it that way. Hold on, let me close out of all this. Okay. Well, I don't have to log in. I guess it already reads it, so I can't even log out. This takes me back to the same page. Is there another way to send an email or not?
No. Yeah, it's hard because that's the only way I can send it that way.
Wait, click here for what? What are we clicking for? Terms and condition, let's see, is my name up there? Nope, my name's not up there. This is relevant ads and whatever. That's just a link, I guess.
Man, you
guys, let me get to that.
Go through some loops, man. All right.
Did I click the box to certify thing? I guess so, right? I have to.
Yes, click the box. Let's see. But that takes you to the
find
your name bar, though, right?
Not exactly. I just have to go down there next, yeah. I'm not going to click it.
Okay.
I don't understand why it doesn't read my name. Put the name in there, but...
Hold on. Let me see.
It's here to type your name.
Hold on one second. Let me update this. This could be why I'm such didn't update. I gotta put notes on this one. All right.
That's okay.
Yeah, I got you. Don't worry. Okay. Now that I did that. Okay, that should refresh. Go ahead and exit out of there. Once you exit out, go to that link again and then type it in this time. It should change that name and everything too.
Okay, I hit the link, but I don't have to sign in. It must be reading my sign-in already.
Which is not bad.
Okay, so if I hit... Now, I'm not sure how to type my name in, because it does... Oh, wait. Now it has my name above, and it's not spelled right, but...
Oh, wait. It's not spelled right?
No.
How is it spelled?
I didn't see that before. It has C-I-N-T-H-I-A. It should be C-Y-N-T-H-I.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
That's what was going on. Okay. Exit out one more time. I do apologize. That was my end on there. That was me.
It didn't work that bad. So the highlighted was... Okay. Go ahead.
All right. I just refreshed it. Go ahead.
You want me to go back
and...
to it now?
Yes.
All right, now it's right. Now we got it. So let me select the box. INCHIA. You have D. Voice. And the date is today. Signature confirmed. Oops. Looks like your subscription is not active. Reactivate your account now to keep your
information
accurate.
Yes, that's exactly what you need to be. Phew. Okay. Go ahead and reactivate for me.
All right. So now, now it says next billing and it has payment, pay now.
Okay. And then if you do pay now, hold on, I'm going to make sure everything's still good on my end here.
Your box 473 breaks to bill 22747. Yep, accept.
Man, it's actually glitching on my end. That's what's going on. It's not even you. What the heck? If I have to do this one more time, I'll do what the heck. All right. Can you refresh that page by any chance?
I can try. The payment page?
Yes.
Okay, I refreshed it. So 348.
Yes, there you go.
Invoice number.
Let me know what you're completed on your end over there. Because, again, I can't see anything on my end. That's why it's so hard.
Hey, sorry. I didn't know if I was still waiting on you.
No. We're all set on my end over here. Yep. You're just going to go ahead and... what was that?
I hit pay now. Unable to process payment. Whoops. Let me go back and see what it'll do. Yikes.
Okay. You put in your card and everything? That way I can, yeah.
No, I didn't see it. I apologize. Yikes.
You're okay.
I thought
I messed up on my end so many times. You have no worries to say sorry at all.
Well, when I hit pay now, it told me unable to activate or something. So I went back. Yikes. So now I don't know what it's doing. It's trying to reactivate my account now.
Take your time. Before you click anything, just make sure you let me know what you've done. That way I can kind of walk through as well, too, so I know where you're at, too, you know?
I'm looking at payment information error, because I can do something, I guess. All right, so unable to process payment. Please try after some time. I never put my payment information in there, but now I can. That's the weird thing.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. As long as we can do it now.
It failed.
Just don't hit pay now, whatever you do. I want to make sure. All right.
Well, I already did hit pay now, and it took me to that next screen.
Yeah, it didn't. Honestly, it didn't go through. I would see it on my end, too. Yeah.
Okay. I see what you mean. All right. Now, this... I can tell you now, this credit card is going to be tied into a different address. Can I just change it from here?
Oh.
I can, right? Because it's just for payment information.
Yes,
I don't
you
think
can.
You would have to change it because it's going to be tied into my credit card.
Right. Yeah, as long as it's to your card.
It's going to be to my card. So...
And just note, also at the end of the year there too, because it's a business expense, you can write off taxes too. So.
Okay. On the fee for what I'm paying per month.
Yeah.
Yeah. some. Yay. 0-1-0. Just put all this stuff off all the time. I'm surprised I've allowed myself to be on the phone. But
hey, I appreciate you.
Not your fault. You know. It's just what you do stuff.
Listen, I think you're doing amazing. So.
I'm not going to make it too difficult for you, but.
Not at all. Okay. You're fine.
Okay, exploration. Okay, update. That's my card info.
Remember,
okay,
don't
hit
it.
Okay, it's been updated
now.
Successfully. Now it's not going to.
Correct. Okay, yes. All right, so what I'm going to do, because I can't see anything, I'm just going to go ahead and hit pay now on my end over here. But before I do, I want to make sure everything is still set as far as what you're paying. It's at $348. And then remember, I gave you that discount as well, so it's only at $249 monthly. It'll come out the same day every month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
On the 29th. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Bada bing, bada boom. All right, let's go to my end over here. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process this payment, and you're going to get an email, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You should get a text message and an email, to be honest, though. But let's see.
Okay.
I'm seeing as fail or declined on this card for this one.
Why?
I don't know. BBB. Maybe it was like a. See, this is the thing. I can't. I won't be able to see anything like the number or anything.
Okay. This card has a very limited amount on it.
Okay.
And there is one. Like, there's only like a $1,100 on it, and the payment's already out. There's nothing else on this card. That's really odd, unless it thinks it's fraud or something.
Well, the only thing I know, usually, like, this is a typical thing. Again, I can't see nothing, but just as a typical thing, what do you see as far as, like, depends on the card. People put in extra CVV codes, and, like, sometimes in the front or back, and they put in the wrong one, like, date for some reason.
Four on the front, and these have three on the back. No. But all the thing right. is, on
exactly,
my end,
yeah.
billing information has been updated successfully. Like it. Okay, so if I hit pay now, what happens?
I mean, give it a shot. Give it a shot. Because it didn't go through on my end. I can promise you that.
Yeah. Unable to process payment. Let's see what it says. Please try after some time. Error declined. That is so weird. CVVC CID fail. Hold on. Cynthia D. Boyce. It has that address. 5 Acres, name Amos Phil. 20106. November. Oh. No, that's right. November 2025.
The only thing I see is the last four numbers. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it's got four numbers, and I don't know why. It must have took. I think that's the problem. Hold on here. It put a zero in front of it all. I think that was the problem.
You're okay. See, it's the weirdest thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't see why it wouldn't go through.
Okay.
So, now.
Don't hit.
Hey, now.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, don't. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do it on my end, just so that way I can make things easier for you on from the process there. One second. Okay, 348. Boom. Let's give it a shot. Okay. Now this one's now saying insufficient funds on this one though. So everything's correct on there.
That is weird. Doesn't even get used. It's like, that's so weird. Okay, can I look again?
You're perfectly fine, yeah.
It says it, but...
We're on a mission together, don't worry.
Oh. Please wait. Respond after. It's not even telling me on my end that it's not taking it this time. It's not telling me anything's wrong. Dang it. This is really bugging me. I want to call them.
What would you like to do? You can use, so this is the thing.
I mean,
I can use
my other account. I wanted to use this card because it separates it from my my business banking. I just wanted to, yeah. Hold on. Let me look. Say that again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you can make a payment for this one on any card and then change it too, because now you have the access to do it as well. Again, I won't be able to touch that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need to, you can. Up to you. I'm just
okay,
getting an idea.
Okay. All right, well, let me change it.
Okay. Hey, we're becoming experts at this, so if you do need a change in the future, you know what to do.
You are. Too.
Nah, I'm just here on the other side of the phone. I got you.
Three. Four, here. Eight. Yeah, I might change it, though, in the future, just because I'd like to keep it from this account.
No worries. Don't worry about it. Got you.
Get it right. Zero, eight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. May. And okay. Sure, I did all this right. Oh, I must have fat fingered that.
You know what I do sometimes on the phone when I'm talking? I hit the mute button with my face.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that happens.
Yeah. It happens, so.
Yeah. All right, I think it's right. It's just telling me it's wrong because it's comparing it to the first one. But anyway, let's see what it does. Right, I hit update. Why is it not updating? Oh, I know why. The address is going to be off now. Dang it.
Oh, yeah. Everything's got to match, yeah. That's okay.
Like it's not responding to the update button though. Oh, well, at the top, I guess I'm going to have to change it up here. Oh, my goodness. That's weird. So I changed everything. So at the top, I'm looking at billing information. It has the old card number that I just stuck in there with the old address.
Okay.
It says change. If it changed, a representative will contact you after the payment review, and it's telling me to pay now. I can try to pay now, but it's not going to.
Is it matching?
You want me
the...
to try to pay now? What?
Oh, hold on. So,
I mean, all
the
information that I changed.
So the address that it shows that you typed in for the billing of it for the card, does that match it?
It does. It matches the information I put in, but at the top of the page, it doesn't match where it took the old information, like billing information. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
the billing information.
Update.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it should update it. It should update everything I changed. I updated the address and the card number and everything, but it's not updating. It's like I have to pay now. You want me to do that?
Hold on. Let me make sure. Let me make sure. Okay, yeah. Go ahead and hit pay now.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Unable to process. Please try after some time. What is wrong? Well, it popped the other... It didn't change the info.
Yeah, I was going to say, because if it's not changing...
Yeah, well, let me change it. So I hit change. Where do I change it? I've got to edit it and change, like, to put a new card number in. You know what I mean?
Yep.
See, there's details there, but payment information error.
It should be in the billing. That's all I know on that.
Well, if I pop the thing down, it's got home, leads, website listings, Google, Facebook, whatever all this stuff is. If this company card with no, what did I do? Oh, this is a required field, but.
What's the required field?
Gosh. What happens to start about it? If this is a company card with no individual's name, either the company name above. Well, it didn't update the info. I don't know what to do here.
That's good.
It didn't
update
the new card.
Hit refresh on the whole thing there. I'm sorry, it may have to re-put in, but if it does, then at least we know it's working again. It's kind of weird it didn't update though.
Yeah. All right. So when I hit refresh, it takes me back to just the page next billing, billing information, and it gives me my old card number information with my address that's linked to that, and then just pay now. But I need to get to how to change it.
It says change.
All right, so I change. And this is, okay. I'm going to change it again because it didn't change it.
Okay, yeah. Third time's a charm. You got it.
Well, let's hope.
Right.
Let's fill. 737. It is a mess. Oh, this one's a Visa. That might have been the problem. Cindy. Six, four, three. Yikes. Ooh. Okay. And that. And okay, update. Thanks. All right, it updated. Yes, it did. Okay, I'm not going to hit pay.
Yeah, don't hit it. I'm going to go ahead and refresh on my end over here to make sure the payment structure is still the same. And then do it on my end first just to make sure. All right, 348. Let's give it a shot. Guess what? Third time was a charm. It worked. There you go.
Yeah.
Beautiful job. I'm applauding right now. Okay. So what we're going to do is there's going to be a text message that's sent out to you. Do you see that?
Not yet. Hold on. Oh, yeah. You know what? See, Capital One texted me, too, and I'm thinking they thought it was fraud.
Oh,
I could have used it by texting yes back.
Oh, my God.
Are you fraud?
No. Probably because we tried so many times. Oh, my God.
Right. Well, I'm trying one time.
Yeah. Well, don't worry.
Welcome.
Yeah, so you got the text message?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. On there, it should have, like, to hit terms and condition or terms of experience. You see something like that?
Send a copy of invoice. Please click the link. Yeah, to accept the subscription.